You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm actually at Surfaces upstairs, Surfaces 2012, and I'm in a very nice, cozy booth called the Trends Hub. I'm here with the fashion-forward expert, Victoria Redshaw, with Scarlet Opus. Victoria, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Lovely to see you again.
Good to see you. Actually, let's start out talking before we get into what... Well, I tell you what. Let's talk about Scarlet Opus. Scarlet Opus is a company that... looks forward and tells your customers the what the fashion trends are going to be in the future, almost a kind of a crystal ball type of thing. I know that you, it's very scientific, but and it's not in the, I mean, we say fashion, it's not in the clothing business, it's really just in the interiors business, right?
Absolutely. We have all sorts of customers that are involved with interiors. So they might be manufacturers, retailers, we work with the media, we work with interior designers, product designers. But yes, they're all associated with interiors. It might be wall coverings, lighting, furniture, flooring. And we're letting them know the colors, the patterns, the styles, the materials that are going to be in fashion in the future, at a fixed point in the future, but for the world of interiors rather than for any kind of fashion apparel. But it's a really similar process. Forecasters that are involved with fashion or interiors are using a very similar forecasting process.
And you say the world of interiors, you certainly have an accent. So you're based in the UK, right?
We're headquartered in the UK. I'm originally from Liverpool, home of the Beatles. But we have some people that are working all over the world for us that might be spotting or researching. Our creative director is in Dubai, for instance. So we're really out there globally gathering our information. So it's important that our trends aren't seen as British or European. These are global trends because the information that we gather is global. And then we translate it and interpret it according to culture and climate, for instance.
As I said, we're in the Trends Hub. Floor Focus is actually a sponsor of the Trends Hub, and it's very nice, much better than last year. I think you've had a lot more say maybe because they built this area here like a house, and it's a very nice lamps, chairs, and your panels. We'll talk about those in a minute. Let's first talk about your involvement with the show. I know tomorrow is Designer Day, which is something else that we sponsor with Floor Focus, and you give a seminar in the morning very, very early, I think, right?
It is very early, and thank you for your sponsorship as well, because it allows us to make this really beautiful. I have the 8 o'clock slot, so thankfully I've been here for a few days and the jet lag has eased off a little bit. I'll be talking from 8 o'clock until 9:30, so a 90-minute seminar explaining how we forecast the trends, so to a degree people can take that away and have a go at that themselves within their own companies, and also just to instill some confidence that it's not crystal ball gazing, that it is something that is scientific, that has an equation to it, that there is a guaranteed kind of outcome as long as you do the research. And then I'm going to take everybody through all of the trends across 2012 and 2013. And then I have a half hour break and I'll bring everybody down into the Trends Hub. And then we can take a tour of the show floors together. And I'm going to allow people to be able to see 8 companies out of more than 140 that I really feel are the gems here at the show. Maybe companies that you might have missed, product that you maybe would have missed because it was on a small booth or tucked away. And it's important because it links with the trends here in the hub. It's very forward thinking. It's innovative. There's something interesting about it. So I want to really be able to show people how I see the show as a trend forecaster and give them a little bit of a different view. So that will happen from 10 o'clock until 11:30. And we're also going to have an award tomorrow as well.
Okay, so how do you pick the booths where you're going to take them? Have you already walked around and decided where you're going to take them?
Several months ago, I visited every single website of every single exhibitor that's here at the show. And I looked at all of their product ranges. I looked at the details with the companies, thinking about the trends that I knew we were going to be showing here in the hub, and then I tried to find product that matched neatly with that, so that was really innovative and it was looking at the trends and it was already there in terms of design that we were looking at as well as forecasters. And we got it down to 8 companies that we could spend maybe 5 minutes or so on each of their booths, and we could have this 90-minute speed tour, and it'll be fast as we go around. And it's been a fascinating process being able to view all of the product. And then this morning I went and met with all of those companies, saw what they'd really brought, what the product was like in real life, and just checked everything out, made sure that we were all ready for tomorrow morning. So it'll be exciting.
And the people on the tour are going to be mostly interior designers, is that right?
It's designer day, yes. So we've got 40 interior designers with us. They'll be attending seminars before the tour, and then they're going to go on the tour with me, and then I understand that they're all getting on a bus and they're going to go out to the Cosmopolitan Hotel and meet with the interior designers who are involved with that project, and they will talk them through all of the amazing things that were involved in that particular development. So it's a really exciting day for the interior designers that are coming in. I think there'll be a wealth of inspiration and information for them to find here at Surfaces. It'll be good.
All right, now while we're talking now, the camera's looking at several of these panels. Talk a little bit about there's three, I think, that are focused on winter, and one that's focused autumn, winter, and one that's focused on spring and summer. Talk a little bit about the input and the sense, you know, what is it that you use to kind of feed your system? Is it movies? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. It's a really, really diverse area of all sorts of subjects that we're looking at. So we're looking at, yes, you're absolutely right, film. The films that are slated for completion for the next couple of years that are in production, post-production. So, for instance, if we were talking about the Emporium Trend Board, which is for the autumn-winter of 12-13, there are some film influences that come through there. 2013, it will be 100 years since the very first Cleopatra movie was released. It will be exactly 50 years since Elizabeth Taylor played the role. And in 2013, we'll see the release of a Cleopatra movie with Angelina Jolie in the lead. It's also the year where the amazing new museum will be opening up by the pyramids in Egypt. It's also that within fashion, we've been seeing a lot of influences from empresses from ancient history, Byzantine, Roman, Greek and the Egyptian. So we can see all of these influences. So we're looking at film, we're looking at fashion, we're looking at architecture, we're looking at major events around the world, celebrations, centenaries. All of these things are really important. And we look at social change and political issues. We look at the mood in society right now, and we pull all of that together, all of the work that the very high designers are working on, as well as all of the niche and graduate designers, and we pull hundreds of pieces of information together to find out what are the key trends for the particular season that we're looking at. So it's a very big research and analysis and translation exercise that we're going through.
Okay. And we're looking, just sitting here in black chairs. You're wearing black. You have a scarf on, large hoop earrings. I know you're not in the fashion business as far as what apparel, but apparently you're thinking these are the trends, right?
Well, I guess there is a responsibility to look as though I have a bit of a clue what's going on. In truth, blue is the new black, so I need you to go and get yourself a nice blue suit, Kim. I think certainly that one of the difficulties of being a trend forecaster is that we're always thinking about what's coming next. So everything that's in the shops is actually a little bit old-fashioned to us, so black is normally just a safe bet.
Again, we've been talking to Victoria Redshaw with Scarlet Opus about the trends, and it's a great addition to Surfaces, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.